Fortyfikacje miejskie.
Town fortification.
Patrz na Tarnów.
Look at Tarnów, the heart of the Tarnowski family. A wealth of townsmen. Look at the embankments, walls and guns surrounding the town for its safety. Stanisław Orzechowski wrote in the 16th century. It was in the 16th century that Tarnów citizens invested wisely and reliably, which was appreciated by foreign traders long after. In the second half of the 17th century, Ulrich von Werdum described Leliwa town in his notes. Tarnów is a well-laid out town. It has embankments, there is a wall with bastions and towers at the top, all surrounded by a moat. Do you know what route we are following? The quotations were so carefully selected that it wasn't difficult to guess. We are standing in front of a 16th century fortification. Those ruins preserved in different parts of Tarnów are, all in all, several meters long. After all, they were originally over 900 meters long. Taking that, we count the walls on both north and northwest sides. They would be far more than a kilometer. On the flat and easily reached side, there were double inside and outside walls protecting the town. To the south, with steep slopes surrounding the town, there was only one wall. This is the evidence that both constructors and investors had their heads screwed on the right way. At that time, Tarnów was one of the best fortified cities in the south of Poland, and fortifications themselves were the most modern ones. Contemporary owner of Tarnów, eminent strategist and statesman, the author of old Polish military writing entitled Warfare Council, Jan Hetman Tarnowski ordered reconstruction and development of the walls. The fortifications were being built at intervals from 1544. The building of the walls was a huge investment, and Jan Hetman Tarnowski financed most of the enterprise out of his own pocket. But expenses for gunpowder and artillery were from city funds. We can only see the fragments of the wall, and I would like to know what the whole walls looked like. Let us listen to the historian Łukasz Winczura. Like every respectable city, Tarnów also had solid fortifications. The ruins of the walls date from the 16th century. In 1513, Amor Tarnowski, provincial governor of Kraków, started renovation work of fortifications, which went back as far as the 14th century, the time of the foundation of the town by Spitzimir from Meszten. The walls were probably around 6 meters high at the height. Pots. Bricks, stone and sand were brought from Skrzyszów, Łękawka, Pilsno, Biecz, and even Jarosław and Krosno. In the town archives, we can find the names of unknown builders and craftsmen like Hasmusz Niemiec, Marcin from Biecz, Bartłomiej, or Tomasz. Work on the fortifications took considerable time and were completed at long last by 1544, which irritated Tarnów. Nevertheless, the walls were very solid and decorated with many towers. The towers, two gates and numerous wicket gates constituted very functional decorations of tightly surrounding walls. Some wall fragments are very well preserved, but for example, after Pilsneńska Gate, only its name remained. On the other hand, Krakowska Gate totally disappeared. But the fact of existence of walls, gates and wicket gates show that the town had completely different structure than it is today. We can say that it was a property of considerable dimensions surrounded by solid fence and guarded entrances. We can say that every access to and from the city were guarded. Let us examine now what the defense of Tarnów would look like. There are walls and guns, but what would be used and who would fight against the enemy? Guilds had the responsibility of the care of certain parts of the wall, not only during danger of war, but during peace as well. The archers' fraternity, formed in the 15th century, was responsible for training in the use of weapons. The archers' fraternity still exists, organizing annual shooting competitions just as in the past. The only difference is the fact that in the past the winner was exempted from taxation. Unfortunately, this tradition has not survived. Today, the Archers fraternity has a representative function which they cultivate, and they hand down traditions from generation to generation. The walls themselves were not adequate protection for the town. You could simply put up a ladder and climb over the wall. At that time, there was no army, and the gentry lived in castle outside the city. Only craftsmen lived in the city. Then townsmen volunteered to watch over the town. Additionally, the archers' fraternity were to give training in firing the heavy guns. This was unpaid work, which required a lot of dedication and time. In return, the archers' fraternity members were granted privileges by the nobility. Since we are talking about the town defense against attacks from outside, let us have a closer look at the feature with number 8 on our map. It is a tower built in the first half of the 16th century. Its open shape is worth our attention, and precision of workmanship shows that the work was done with precision. Tarno fortifications were built in harmony with time spirit, and all aspects were taken into consideration. The historian Łukasz Wintura says, "It is actually an exceptional monument, so-called Basteja. The open shape of the tower served artillerymen, as they were not suffocated during heated battles. The shape of holes in the walls might tell us which weapons, bows and crossbows, were used in the battles. In general, the fortification architecture was a favorite interest of Jan Hetman Tarnowski. He was also a great strategist and commander. He observed architectural trends in Italy. He visited Italy for therapy reasons, but on one occasion he met Prince Ercole II d'Este. The prince was also a military science lover, and it was then that Jan Hetman Tarnowski transferred drawings, experience and architecture of fortification to Poland. The evidence is a solid, well-fortified and wide Basteja, a serious obstacle for the enemy. But not only in Tarnów can we find traces of Jan Hetman Tarnowski interests. They are also in Rożnów, Tarnopol, Tarnogórze, where we can admire unique solid fortifications. Finally, I would like to present a treaty titled Towns and Castles Fortifications, the literary souvenir of Jan Hetman Tarnowski's architectural interests. He started it in 1557, but he did not manage to finish writing as 4 years later he died. It was then that the golden period for Tarnów ended, both for the city of Tarnów itself and its architecture. Jan Hetman Tarnowski also wrote a special document titled The Education of Elderly Men About Town Defense, which was supposed to serve as the instruction of how to act in case of enemy attacks. He wrote, "In case of enemy attacks, the villagers should be divided into three groups. One group should be directed to defend the castle, second, to defend the city, and the third group of cowards with their possessions should be placed in the woods to protect themselves against enemies." But the guidelines were of no use, as the fortifications were short-lived. In the 17th century, Ulrich from Verdun still admired the walls, but in the 18th century, there were only ruins of walls. These fragments we have been viewing today have been reconstructed by conservator officers in the 1960s. Walking down Wałowa, Szeroka, Bernardinska, and finally Targowa streets, we can only depict the actual appearance of the wall ring surrounding Tarnów. And now, let me invite you to a place number 6 on our map. This is Tu Plac Rybny and Bima. Zatytułowany Nauka Jego Mości około obrony miasta Tarnowa. Była to swego rodzaju instrukcja, jak działać w czasie napadu nieprzyjaciela. Hetman ustalił tam, co następuje. Gdzieby potrzeba Boże uchowaj przeszła, tedy ludzi ze wsi podzielić na troje, jedno, co by się godzili ku obronie na zamek, drugą część do miasta, a ci, co by mniej godni byli, jako tchórze, etc., tedy w lasy, gdzie by się najbezpieczniej zdał zdobytkiem iść.
Hetman nie zapomniał też o sprawach natury estetycznej, precyzyjnie określając barwę ubiorów i kroje proporców.
Na nic się jednak zdały dokładne wytyczne, bo mury miejskie miały stosunkowo krótki żywot. Jeszcze w XVII wieku zachwycał się nimi Ulryk z Werdum, ale już w XVIII zostały z nich szczątki. Te fragmenty, które dzisiaj oglądamy, to w większości rekonstrukcja, której dokonali konserwatorzy w latach 60. minionego stulecia. Jak wyglądały naprawdę, możemy jedynie wyobrazić sobie, spacerując ulicami Wałową, Szeroką, Bernardyńską i wreszcie Targową. Mniej więcej tak właśnie wyglądał pierścień murów wokół Tarnowa.
Ale teraz zapraszamy w kierunku Placu Rybnego i Bimy, oznaczonej na naszej mapce numerem 6. Tam będzie nasz kolejny przystanek.